What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the NBA Slate Starter Podcast. I'm Eric, joined with my buddy Ryan as we break down Thursday's six-game NBA DFS slate. It's Wednesday night here on the West Coast, 7:55 p.m., 10:55 p.m. on the East Coast there. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, in a losing effort to the Minnesota Timberwolves, put up 76.7. What an outrageous number for him over on the FanDuel that I'm looking at here right now on Yahoo, 70+. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous how easy he is to plug and play. Best fantasy performer on the planet. We're going to say it a million times out of a million. That's not going to change. But the big story of the night, Lakers going down to OKC, blowing a 20+ point lead in dramatic, ridiculous fashion. Russell Westbrook, a quadruple double with turnovers. Well done, my dude. And Anthony Davis failed, even though I thought he was the best tournament play ever today. Such is life, Ryan. How you doing, my dude?
Yeah, you know, when Anthony Davis in such a smash spot ends up failing, my night's a fail. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow already. Malik Monk was vastly disappointing. I think I thought mid-20s was kind of the baseline, and he was pretty awful in terms of fantasy production. Missed out on the Jimmy Butler epic performance against the Brooklyn Nets. He plays up the competition. We talked about it yesterday. It just seemed like the Lakers' value was too good to pass up on, and they just wanted to lay an egg towards the second half, and they got burned. But you know what? There's a late-night hammer. There was a night slate. There was a showdown slate. We'll see what ends up happening.
Saw my name next to $100,000 at one point in time on FanDuel, and that was terrifying yesterday. Tonight, I mean, I'm not even anywhere close, but I have some good lineups going right now. Looks like Desmond Bane is just going completely nuts right now, which is applicable because Memphis is on a back-to-back. So it's not just simply pointing it out for the sake of pointing it out. It directly applies to tonight's slate. So we're going to talk about recency bias. We're going to talk about some strategy in the middle of this. Six games should fly by pretty quickly. But as we get going, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell. You know the drill by now. We are sponsored by Yahoo. Super excited to be partnered with them. They have the 50K, 10K baller that they're running pretty much every single day with only a 10% management fee. Ryan, I know you've had a lot of success over at Yahoo. You love playing over there. Why should everybody be playing at Yahoo as opposed to DraftKings and FanDuel?
Well, one, if you don't like multi-position eligibility, they don't have it. Different fantasy puzzle for you to solve day in and day out. More importantly, less management fees. And you're just going to have a better chance to get your money back over the long haul. I mean, and DFS, you're a dog going into it almost always, unless they're giving guaranteed overlay, which they have for their spooky Halloween contest this weekend. So don't want to miss out on that. But that's why Yahoo's so great, and less management fees for us to take advantage of. And look, it's a great way to just sustain and build up a solid bankroll over time. And that's really important. And you can have fun while doing it too. So, and we have all the tools for you to succeed. So make sure to take advantage of that. And Yahoo's just a different puzzle for you to solve. I know it gets a little, you're not going to be able to constantly take chances at winning six figures every night like on FanDuel and DraftKings. But look, profit over the long haul, you can't really hate against it.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for profit. And again, $1 million contest for NFL with 200K overlay, negative 25% management fee. It's a ridiculous number. I'm telling you, you need to play over there. I know we refer to DK FanDuel. That's where people play a lot at. But you need to start moving some of your action over to Yahoo because it is as good as it gets. They take care of the players. So props to them. Thank you so much for their sponsorship. But more so, thank you so much for having contests that we like to play in. But as we get going here, Ryan, anything else to add? Are you ready to get going, my dude?
I am ready to go. Let's ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was kind of a weird way of putting that on my part. You're like, what am I supposed to say here? All right, we're going to the top end of DraftKings. Luka Doncic, $11,000 there. Steph Curry at $10,900. That tandem has kind of been a question mark we've had on a number of slates in the early going, with both of them playing a lot of primetime games. I guess people want to be watching them. It makes sense. But Steph Curry going up against Ja Morant. Ja Morant will be on a back-to-back. We'll see kind of how he's doing. He had a kind of a middling start. But we know the ceiling has just been there in a ridiculous way. I believe it was Greg Ehrenberg who pointed out that Ja Morant is third in total fantasy points in the early going here of the NBA season through three, four games, depending on who you are, how many games you've played there. Ja Morant just smashing. And Trae Young, 9,400, gets this Washington team that plays a little bit up in pace. Trae Young at 9K was a lot more appealing. 9,400, it's trending up in a bad way. I don't know if I want to be there. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening with Trae Young. I know he closed out the game, iced it out, $9,000. Yeah, I think taking your chances with Trae Young is just fine. Sorry, $9,400 versus Washington. I think it's just fine. I think paying up for Steph Curry seems like a priority for me, so I'm going to take my chances there. I really like that 10-9 price tag. I'm going to be taking my chances with Steph Curry as long as Klay Thompson is in return. I think Steph Curry, you could argue, is probably $1,000 still too cheap over there on DraftKings with no three-point bonus. I think he's just going to be – he's about, I want to say, 120 or 130 three-pointers shy of the three-point mark. It's going to come a lot sooner than you think, and he's just going to light it up. I like that price tag quite a bit. The scoring benefits him quite a bit on DraftKings. He's a priority spender for me the way things stand on the point guard's position. But going down a little bit more, the matchup between Dallas and San Antonio is going to be intriguing. Luka and DeJounte Murray and other sides. I'm not that. And Luka's fine. I just prefer spending $100 less for Steph Curry. How do you feel about that?
I'm there with you. Ja Morant doesn't play defense. He's a twig. So is Steph Curry. But I mean, Steph Curry doesn't play defense either. Nobody cares because he's Steph Curry. I think they're going to be a really, really fun 1-2 punch to watch here in this game. I really like that game in general. We don't have the totals here for that one yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be moving. So I think in terms of a game environment, I just like that more. And if I'm going to be getting more of that Memphis side, which we'll get to some other Memphis plays for sure, they stick out on a slate that is Lakerless, where we don't have to deal with Bazemore and we don't have to deal with Malik Monk, thank God. We should be able to be looking at this entire game. So I prefer Steph simply because he will be a run back for me time and time again. As we move down the board, DeJounte Murray up to 8,800. That's kind of outrageous. 71. He went completely nuclear in that overtime game. He's going to be a guy who starts putting up some of these double doubles pretty routinely. I mean, him and Russell Westbrook, it was like the Spider-Man meme, you know, like the he's pointing at him and he's pointing at him. And it was a little bit of that watching the two of them play the other night. But DeJounte Murray, I think at 8,800 is just an overpay over on DK. And moving our way down the board, Lonzo Ball overpay 7,500. But you heard that Zach LaVine broke his finger, but he's going to play through it. Best of luck to you, sir. It's basketball. Kind of need your hands. And then Spencer Dinwiddie, 7,200. Kevin Porter Jr., 6,700. Looks like the pricing is kind of caught up on the top end of DK. So looks like it'll be a spend up for Steph Curry. Do you see anything in that mid-range that you're like, I need to have that?
Yeah, I think Derek White, $6,300. Stands out. Quite a bit. Point guard, shooting guard eligible over there. Guys like Jalen Green, $5,700. I think that's a pretty solid price tag. De'Anthony Melton, only $5,100. I like it as long as no Dylan Brooks there. But I'm going to ask you about Kemba Walker as we kind of wrap up point guard on DraftKings. How do you feel about Kemba Walker? Only $5,400. Coming off the best game of the season. It was nice. I was well over the field that night, but it really didn't matter because if you didn't have the game stack of the Lakers-Spurs game, the Kemba Walker lineups really didn't matter that much. But how do you feel about going to a $5,400 Kemba Walker versus Chicago in a Joakim Noah ceremony?
Joakim Noah ceremony? Are we going to have a Joakim Noah narrative? Is that what we're going to draw on? I mean, is Corey Brewer going to be there? I need Corey Brewer to really bring the Florida, the good juju over there.
The Bulls were smart. I mean, they brought in the Knicks, who are the old Bulls, essentially. They got Rose, Tibbs, Taj Gibson all ready to go. I mean, Tibbs will bring out Luol Deng from his grave, and then...
I love Luol Deng. Come on, dude. He was one of my favorite players to watch at Duke. I grew up a Duke fan. I'm sure that's going to make 99.9% of our listeners hate me immediately. Yeah, exactly. Mr. Michigan over there. I went to Iowa State, so I guess now I can say Monty Morris, Halliburton, Niang. Those are my boys now. But yeah, back in the day, it was Luol Deng. It was Trajan Langdon. It was, Shane Battier. Mike Dunleavy Jr. Like those were the guys of my upbringing, and Luol Deng just went beastly for like the 1 or 2 years. I think he maybe had 2 years at Duke, but he was outrageous. It was really, really fun to watch. So you brought up my childhood. So I had to go nostalgic on it quick. How do I feel about Kemba Walker? Back to the question. I think you might've missed your window for a hot second. That's kind of a bummer. I mean, we were texting back and forth as that game was going on, the Lakers one specifically, where I was like, I don't even know if you're going to need Kemba at this point. I thought he was going to explode on the slate. Didn't do as much towards the end of that game in his last rotation, looking at popcornmachine.net, but 28 minutes. I don't know what to even really make of these minutes. It seems like maybe it's a hot hand approach. 36 against Boston, 22 and 19, but that first Orlando game was a little wonky. The 19 minutes just makes no sense to me. No foul trouble, was just kind of uninvolved. 4 for 8, 2 for 5 from the field, but that was kind of it. I mean, Julius Randle is the dude in New York. They're going to play through him. And Kemba Walker, I mean, we saw him be really ineffective for the Celtics. We both tried to make him a thing in NBA DFS playoffs because Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum just eat up all the usage. But Julius Randle, maybe not as much of a killer as those two. To Kemba Walker, possibly still getting there, but the assist rate has definitely come crashing down.
Yeah, and that's kind of I still think he's a tad too cheap for an upside. And in tournaments, I'm always trying to target an upside. And just think of that price tag. There's definitely an upside. So I'll have a little bit of interest for sure, but okay, depending on what the ownership will look like.
The other problem too, Ryan, Tibbs, Derrick Rose, they're a couple. I mean, they're just an absolute couple. And so if it comes to crunch time and it's a close game, you think Tibbs is going to bench Derrick Rose?
I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, me either. But they're not going to play on the floor very much together. They go Alec Burks. They play RJ Barrett. They play Mitchell Robinson alongside Julius Randle. They'd have to go small pretty much every time.
Yeah, I agree with that. But there's a price to this, right? There's a salary where.
Is this true?
I just think there is this upside of, in a 6-game slate, there is an upside of Kemba Walker, getting mid-30s, low-30s fantasy points, and that just opens up a lot of other studs on the slate. So that would be my reasoning behind it.
Yeah, I'm just being a dick. Let's be serious. All right, going over to FanDuel, looking at the top end there, same kind of conversation. Luka Doncic, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Trae Young, same four, same kind of rules apply. But Trae Young's 9K there as opposed to everybody else there, 10K plus. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Trae Young, I think you're going to be able to play them in lineups together, considering, you get the one shooting guard eligible Luka Doncic. I think that that is kind of valuable because shooting guard becomes Bradley Beal at 8,700. Zach LaVine, now we know, is dinged up. Donovan Mitchell, 8,300 is cheap. DeJounte Murray, I guess you can play shooting guard 8,300. But I mean, just being able to have this multi-position eligibility changes the way I think about FanDuel. How about you?
Definitely. And Luka Doncic, I mean, priced all the way up 10.7. It's going to be a decision factor between him and Steph Curry, 10.7 and 10.4. I still prefer Curry by a little bit, but it depends on how low on Luka would be. But other guys in the point guard spot, Trae Young, 9K. We talked about the matchup versus Washington, I think is fine. He's always going to be a great tournament play, but other prices that just absolutely stick out to me. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, Tyrese Maxey. Point guard, small forward, KPJ, Kevin Porter Jr. Point guard only, Lonzo Ball, $7,000. And point guard, shooting guard, Derek White. Those guys kind of lead the way in that position. But I don't want to forget about guys like DeAnthony Melton, great steals upside at 5,500. That's how I'm looking at things. I don't know how to feel about an 8,500 Zach LaVine coming off non-shooting hand, broken thumb. It's going to take some adjusting. There's nothing else to it. Spencer Dinwiddie, $6,800. I don't really have much interest there. A 10K Ja Morant, no thanks. And a 5K Alex Caruso, wow. 5K Alex Caruso, no thanks. And a 5'6 Derrick Rose, no thanks over there. But
hey, just want to put them in the tally. Didn't like. Play it back. Go ahead.
No, it's just the 6-game slate. That's how things are looking right now. And I do really like Lonzo and Derek White price tags for sure.
All right. And on Yahoo, rounding it out, Luka Doncic, $52. Steph Curry, $48. Steph Curry, please. Trae Young, Ja Morant, $35. If you're going to play Ja Morant, I think I said this yesterday, Ja Morant is by far the cheapest on Yahoo. Yahoo does not believe in Ja Morant sustaining his current fantasy production. So shout out to our sponsor there. I don't know if Ja Morant likes them as much as we do. We love Yahoo. So DeJounte Murray, $33. It's kind of crazy seeing those $2 apart, considering they're like $1,700 apart on FanDuel and DK. It's something comparable, $1,200 or whatever. Ja Morant, definitely play him over there. Moving down the board a little bit, Jalen Brunson, $11. So that's going to be a popular source of value coming off of 28 minutes, 11 points, 11 assists, double-double for Jalen Brunson. How do you feel about him at this position?
Yeah, $11 on Yahoo. If you want to take your chances there, depending on if you can jam in some other studs, yeah, go for it. I like the maxi price tag. Look, Killian Hayes has been absolutely brutal, but I just think there's going to be a game before Cade Cunningham comes back where he's just going to be better than he actually is. That's how I feel about Killian Hayes over there. But on Yahoo, KPJ, $26, and Lonzo Ball, yet again, $30. And Steph Curry is arguably too cheap at $48, in my opinion. So Yahoo has point guards kind of loaded. So definitely mix and match with those studs and sprinkle in value. Value actually might be too cute now that I saw that $48 Steph Curry price tag.
I will give away a week of Osmo Plus Platinum out of my paycheck. I will give it to somebody just flat out. We'll do a random drawing or I'll come up with like a trivia question and the first person to comment or something. If Killian Hayes ends up in the optimal, I will do a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum, a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum out of my paycheck, $90 going towards you in the event that Killian Hayes ends up in the optimal lineup, just throwing it out there. So any of the three sites.
Oh, wow. You're giving him three sites. Okay.
I'll give you three sites. Mainly, there's a 0% chance this is happening, so there's a zero. But thank you for bringing up Killian Hayes on our podcast. That's awesome. Bradley Beal, 9,200, going to shooting guard, top end DraftKings. Then we go to Donovan Mitchell, 8,900. Zach LaVine, we just brought up that the broken finger, small ligament tear in the thumb, would be the direct definition. Should be looking at that. That's great. And then it falls off a cliff at the position to Tim Hardaway Jr., who had finally a competent game and then followed by a not competent game once again. 37.25 followed by 23.5. Guy's going to be a hot hand approach. He's your Michigan Wolverine. Are you going to have some in tournaments?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. It's $5,800 in a matchup versus Memphis. No issues there. Sorry, Tim Hardaway Jr. I jumped straight to Jordan Poole.
$6,400.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole, also Michigan Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah. I think I prefer Jordan
Poole. Yeah, see, you're delirious. It's all right. Again, it's 11-12 over there on the East Coast. You're a stud for doing this. So just poo-poo to whatever I'm saying here. You're doing great. Keep it up, sweetie.
Yeah, so great tournament options. But look, it's tough for me not to look at that shooting guard position and Derek White, who has point guard shooting guard eligible, and De'Anthony Melton, point guard shooting guard eligible as well. But other guys, you talked about Beal, $9,200. Great tournament option. He can drop a 60. But guys over there, Devin Vassell, we talked about him, $4,200 shooting guard, small forward. Really like that value price tag over there on DraftKings. But guys who I really can't take my chances on over there, Caruso, $4,300, not much interest really. Frank Jackson, not much interest over there. That's how things are standing out over there. But shooting guard is kind of an ugly position. Jalen Green is solid as well. We talked about it. A lot of the point guards who have shooting guard eligible are pretty good, but no one really else. Did I miss anyone on the shooting guard spot that stands out to you?
Nope. It is brutal. It's a six gamer, so it's not going to be as lovely and polished as what we saw in today's 10 gamer, where you could find a 2% like viable tournament pivot without really blinking. Jimmy Butler, looking at you specifically, you are my guy. Thank you for being good at basketball. But it's really going to be tough to get to 8,900. Bradley Beal, 9,200. Both of those are going to be really large outliers. I think you got to expect Utah is going to just run all over Houston. If you're not going to get a full allotment of minutes for Donovan Mitchell, really, really tough to be paying 8,900 for him. I know why they priced him up, but it's not very enjoyable. Jalen Green, you can play at 5,700. We talked about him at point guard there, but I think that he does make some sense here. I love how Kyrie Thomas, who got waived by the Rockets, is 5,500. Like, what happened with that? It's a strange thing to see. It's definitely the most mispriced player who is, above 3,000 on the entire slate, mainly because you're getting zero. I don't see anything else. We can probably move on to FanDuel, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, a lot of similar guys over there in FanDuel. Derek White, Tyrese Maxey, 65, 5,500 respectively, both dual position eligible and point guard, shooting guard. Bradley Beal, only $8,700. I like that quite a bit. De'Anthony Melton, 5,500. We touched on him. Devin Vassell, also pretty solid, $4,800 here. I think Donovan Mitchell's price tag is solid, $8,300 over there. But guys who don't really stand out, I think Jordan Poole is fine here, but Jalen Brunson, if you want to, 4,900 is okay, but I'd rather just take a chance on Jordan Clarkson. I think Desmond Bane is priced too much. I think recency bias is going to really spike his ownership at $5,800. I don't like the matchup tomorrow for him. Evan Fournier, 62. Derrick Rose, 56. Caruso, 5K. I think I'd rather go to Bogdan Bogdanovich at 5K instead. But that's really about it. It's tough to, right now, the way things stand, White and Maxey, Melton, and mixing and matching with the studs of Beal and Donovan Mitchell stand out to me, the shooting guard spot on FanDuel. Really tough to go to anyone else, the way things stand, barring any news.
Dude, since you and I saw De'Aaron Fox in Miami, the guy has just been terrible. What is going on? He's got 10 points and 2 assists at halftime.
Yeah, he's not looking like the De'Aaron Fox that we know. He went on such a tear towards the end of the last season. He was really taking that next step, and I don't know what's going on. The whole Kings organization is just a mess, man. Just a mess.
It's a mess, and Harrison Barnes has been their best player through 3 games. I'm going to just say, you probably don't want Harrison Barnes to be your best player through 3 games. It's probably a bad sign of things to come. Let's go to Yahoo looking at shooting guard there. Donovan Mitchell on the top end. Yeah, pass, $39. Andrew Wiggins, $26. We didn't talk about him, but he's going to see those minutes start to spike up eventually. He's been basically capped at 31 here for 3 games in a row out of their 4. And there's a ceiling there, but not at $26 still. I mean, you want to still see him get to like 34, 35 minutes, and it might be a while here to get there. But Jordan Poole, Tim Hardaway Jr. at the same $18 tag. I think that that's a pretty fascinating thing. But considering DeAnthony Melton is just way too cheap at $15, hard to want to do anything else for me at shooting guard. How about you?
Yeah, DeAnthony Melton comes in at 15, solid. I like the Michigan guys and Tim Hardaway Jr. and Jordan Poole at 18. Prefer them to Bogdan Bogdanovich. Derek White, only 25. Andrew Wiggins, as gross as that sound, is only 26. But I really like that DeAnthony Melton price tag at $15 on our sponsor, Yahoo.
Did somebody say sponsor? Oh, hello. Here we go. New Yahoo users. Get 1 free month of Osmo Plus Platinum with your first deposit. Deposit $10 more on Yahoo. If you set up a new account and you haven't played over there yet, put it in any paid contest, the 50 cent, the 25 cent, the dollar, if you deposit $20, you need to deposit in that $20, which is the best football contest you can play in the entire industry on Sunday. You will get 1 free month of Osmo Plus Platinum completely free. Every single sport we offer behind the paywall. It's NBA, NHL, MLB still with the World Series going on. Going to be tied up at 1 apiece here. Houston just putting down the gauntlet. Had to feel that kind of coming a little bit. But then golf as well. We've got such a great golf group. Jason Roslin, Ben Ross, and myself, covering everything you need on the golf end. Projections. We have the lineup builders. We have all the best tools. The NBA Boom Bust tool. All for your NBA needs. I'm telling you, this is the best deal we will ever run. Check it out. New Yahoo users, take advantage of that promotion today. Stop guessing, start winning over at Osmo, but please play over at Yahoo, because God forbid, we have other sites start to follow their model to get lower management fees. I'm telling you, that is the thing that differentiates them. They're helping put more money in your pocket. So head over there if you do anything else today. Yay, look at that. See, I'm such a trained professional now. Look how far we've come in here. Look how far we've come. Okay, we're going too small forward on the top end. Luka Doncic, $11,000. Then there's a cliff to fall off again. DeMar DeRozan, $7,600. Sadiq Bey is $6,800. Good freaking God. That just is jarring to look at. And then Kyle Kuzma up there. If you had told me that on a 6-game slate that at small forward, Sadiq Bey would be the third, and Kyle Kuzma would be the fourth most expensive small forward above the likes of Evan Fournier, Andrew Wiggins, RJ Barrett coming into this season, I would have said, please give me some of what you got because it's obviously good. Ryan, talk to me about small forward.
Yeah, I do not want to roster a $6,800 Sadiq Bey or a $6,200 Kyle Kuzma. As it makes me sick.
Hot take.
More interest in Kuzma than Bay, but
I would agree.
Fournier is too expensive, I think. $6,100 in this Knicks team. No real interest in guys like Lonnie Walker, DeAndre Hunter. Spending a little bit down, RJ Barrett is fine. Deshaun Tate is solid. Devin Vassell, like we talked about, is solid. Desmond Bane, $4,900 here. is very solid in my opinion.
Over or under 55% owned in the $15 for Desmond Bain tomorrow?
I think it's probably a little bit under. 55 is a lot.
I know, but I set the line extremely high, mainly because I guarantee you, based off of what I'm seeing Desmond Bain do right now, he's 25 at halftime.
Yeah, that's still pretty high. If that's the case, I'll probably fade that.
Okay, let's make it 50%. Do you want the under? I'll take the over, and we can put Chipotle on it.
I'll take the under at 50%.
All right, I'll take the over on 50% in the $15. Everybody at home, track that one. It'll be the first thing we bring up.
I'd rather play Andrew Wiggins than Desmond Bain for sure then at $6,100. I think that Wiggins price tag is a little too cheap. I like that price tag for him. And then Luka Doncic has small forward eligibility. Keep that in mind. And that's a pretty solid option to pay up for at small forward. Look, he has triple-double upside. He could drop 80. It just hasn't happened this year yet. And keep in mind with the Porzingis situation, Porzingis has a tight back. If Porzingis is out, Luka will be unowned. I mean, not unowned, a little too low owned for that ceiling, I think, heading into tomorrow.
All right, that's fair. Devin Vassell, 4,200, played 35 minutes. Anybody, there's so many like of these tournament small forwards that are kind of all littered in this range. Looks like Kyle Anderson is finally getting a little bit of extended run. I mean, he's been just suppressed with all of the Desmond Bain, D'Anthony Melton, Ja Morant usage, but Kyle Anderson, 4,600, DeAndre Hunter, 4,700, Lonnie Walker, 4,700. If he gets 25 plus minutes, Jayshon Tate, even 4,800. I mean, a lot of these guys are not going to project out well, but I got to be thinking in tournaments, you can kind of take a shot on any of them.
Oh, for sure. In tournaments, yeah. Some of those guys can drop a 30 burger and you're there. I mean, that's all. Yeah. That's the dip. One guy, you can have one super low on guy and the rest of your lineup be pretty chalky and you're going to be sitting pretty. So definitely a pretty solid option there. And if we didn't like the small forward on DraftKings, small forward on FanDuel sucks. It is so bad.
It is really bad. Tobias Harris is your lone saving grace up there, 7,600. DeMar DeRozan, I mean, I keep seeing him, but I mean, he's just going to be a volume scorer. I would say 6 assists back-to-back games is more than I was expecting out of him there. Chicago team, we'll kind of for the first time see them tested against New York. And, you know, it's a team that I've been betting against the spread every single night. Now 4-0 ATS for what it's worth. Really enjoying what I'm seeing out of them. And then Andrew Wiggins, 6,400. I think that's kind of where I'm looking at possibly getting my exposure to him. But Kevin Porter Jr., 5,900. They just hate this dude, don't they?
Yeah. And I think you touched on solid guys. The only other guy that I would take my chances on are Bogdanovich of the Jazz and Keldon Johnson. I know it was disappointing. I think recency bias will keep his ownership kind of low. And I don't mind that taking some chances on him. He's kind of in a weird price point where people are probably kind of sticker shock seeing 5,600. But Kellen Johnson's role this year is going to be different. I think it's going to expand over the season. I just want to be a little bit early, even though that price tag seems pretty appropriate. That's how I feel about Keldon Johnson. So Definitely take your chances with him. I don't think he's going to be very popular. So that's something someone to definitely consider. And Andrew Wiggins is probably my favorite one, standing out at $6,400. That's a pretty solid option. I think he can definitely have an upside game if Steph Curry doesn't have a good one. And Wiggins does pick up some peripheral stats nowadays. So he is pretty solid at $6,400. And DeMar DeRozan might need to take a couple extra shots with the LaVine non-shooting hand injury. It's only $7,400 DDR. I think I'll have some interest in him for sure.
DDR does not mind the shooting of the basketball. I promise you that. He'll be okay with it. He'll put the team on his back or something like that. Bradley Beal, $40 on Yahoo. DeMar DeRozan, $33. Sadiq Bey, $24. Big, steep drop-off between those. But again, it's nice that they price them up here at different positions and that they stay pretty tried and true to the positions. Makes for a very, very fun game type here for tomorrow. Desmond Bain, though, $13. My God, he's going to be infinity owned. Just him and Melton in like every lineup on Yahoo.
Yeah, if you want to roll with that, no issues there. Devin Vassell, it's a nice pivot. DeAndre Hunter, a solid pivot as well. A little cheaper. You save a buck or two with those two guys. But yeah, DeMar DeRozan, $33. It's a solid option as well. I think it's just tough to move off that Desmond Bain price tag, though. good find there.
Desmond Bane. Oh, he's born in the darkness. He's playing from Memphis.
Okay, sorry. That was not fun. Power forward, going to the top end there. Julius Randle, 9,500. Tobias Harris, 8,700. Draymond Green, 7,400. Whew. Let's have the Kristaps Porzingis conversation because he's questionable. 7,300. And my God, I don't know if there's somebody that DFS players hate more right now than Kristaps Porzingis. We saw a little glimpse in that second game, just enough, just a tease enough to tempt you back in. And what does he do? What does he do, Ryan? He completely lays a dud, even though he had to leave that game a little bit early. It was like in the third or fourth quarter, and he still played 20 minutes and was already on his way to ruining lineups at that point. And he was infinity owned on every single site. How do you handle Kristaps Porzingis in the event that he's in? And who do you kind of see filling in for him if he's out?
So if he plays, I'll have some interest in him for sure. I try to forget about what happened the other day. He burned me really bad. He was probably my highest on player on FanDuel by a significant amount. It was unfortunate. He was in a great spot, and it just didn't pan out. And I just hope he's healthy. If he's healthy, I'll play him. If there's any sort of minutes restriction, I won't play him. Now, obviously, if he's out, I won't play him. But there's a lot of
please be out. One time, dealer, be out.
But it's at $7,300, there's definitely an upside there. It's just DFS for you. You just got to take it with the news that comes. I mean, it's if you don't like him, you can play Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, 6,500, Jayshon Tate, at $4,800, Keldon Johnson, 54, stand out to me. Draymond Green was pretty solid last time out, so he's in play. Jeremy Grant's a great tournament option, I think, at $6,600. Guys, I don't like really Sadiq Bey at that price tag. Julius Randle, I think I'll be a little bit under the field at $9,500, point of par forward center eligible. Kuzma, always going to be under the field on him. But other guys, the other cheaper players that you want to take your chances on in tournaments, Patrick Williams, Otto Porter, kind of sounds gross. Slow-mo is $4,600. He's coming off the bench, a little different role this year. Not as exciting. And Tobias Harris is priced up at $8,700. He'll be unowned, but can definitely put up an upside game against Detroit. By unknown, I don't even think this guy's going to be 10% owned at $8,700. So he's going to be extremely low owned and has the upside of being a top three scorer on the slate.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Probably play him. Anything else for you on DraftKings or move over to FanDuel? Because FanDuel, it's fascinating.
Let's go on to fascinating FanDuel then.
Look at you, alliteration. What a guy. Getting comedy here at the late hour. Christian Wood, 8,600, power forward center eligible. That's kind of why it's so intriguing over there is you get these guys that aren't just locked into position anymore, and it creates this interesting dynamic for roster construction because you get guys like Jaren Jackson, 6,700, John Collins, 6,400, you know, and obviously these centers that are, you know, Christian Wood on DraftKings alone center, but then over here, you're getting him power forward. But the main conversation piece, why I say that it gets fascinating, is Montrezl Harrell coming off of an annihilation. Daniel Gafford got hurt. Montrezl Harrell, Montrezl Minezel, 5,600 for him in this spot. He will be probably one of the highest owned, if not the highest owned player at the position. How do you feel about him?
Yeah, he should be the highest owned player in the slate. If he's not, I think that might be a little bit of edge on tomorrow's slate.
Ryan, call in the lock button or something close to it.
Yeah, I don't know about the lock button, but hey, if you're building one lineup, it's tough not to have Montrezl Harrell in there. $5,600 spot power forward center. Let's ride. There's nothing else to that. I mean, he's checks off so many boxes. If Gafford is out, which I think there will be, he's having an MRI. I think they'll probably rest him on a back-to-back. Montrez should do Montrez things. In a matchup versus the Hawks, hopefully he doesn't blow up and ruin the chalk because I think he's exceptionally good chalk.
I have to agree. He was the main reason that I wanted to bring it up. Get excited for Super Chalk on that because it is rightfully earned. Anytime you get one of those centers out, I mean, Gafford hasn't been as good since the departure of Russell Westbrook. No free lobs, no free dinners at the hoop. Spencer Dinwiddie, not nearly the penetrator that you're going to see create easy lanes for Daniel Gafford. And now Montrezl Harrell, though, I mean, the guy just is a he can be really, really good. The Lakers weren't a great fit. The Clippers, I don't know how they handled him, but he was terrible defensively in the bubble, and Zubats needed to start there. I understand that, but that was also 2 years ago, and Harrell looks motivated. Harrell looks like he's going to be a monster here in this spot. So 5,600, fire him up. Nothing else to say really there. Danilo Gallinari did make his debut, 19 minutes, 20.4. I don't know what those minutes are going to look like, but even at 4,400, he's a willing participant in the shooting department going up against Washington. If you get 22, 24 minutes out of him, he's kind of in the bucket of super, super low-owned flyers. And then Denny Avdia didn't really receive any extra run with Daniel Gafford being out of there. I'm just kind of curious how that center rotation is going to look for Washington. I mean, Thomas Bryant continues to be out. You're looking at Harrell playing the five there. I mean, I think Davis Bertans, Denny Avdia, they kind of got to be the guys to be getting a little extra boost. Can I talk you into either of them?
I just feel like I'm going to miss out so much with Montrezl Harrell, where yeah. I'm going to guy like Denny Avdia might give me nightmares.
They're not the same thing, I suppose.
No. But keep an eye with the starting lineup. There's a chance Montrez might not start, and that might
be amazing.
Might be some that scare off some ownership, and I think that's better for players like us.
I will hammer him. I will have 100% in the event that he doesn't start. I might not have 100% in the event that he does start because the ownership will already be there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think people are sharp enough where if he like they know the Montrezl Harrell role, maybe.
Maybe.
Casual might, I don't know, but keep an we'll eye see. With that situation. His price tag is just simply too cheap with a potentially, I don't know, an extra 12 minutes of a rotation run potentially tomorrow.
Oh, it's so fun. Oh, it's going to be great. Julius Randle, $44 on Yahoo. Tobias Harris, $32. Kristaps Porzingis, $28. Draymond Green, $28. That's starting to get fascinating. Jaren Jackson Jr., $24. John Collins, $23. I would play all of those guys. I'm just kind of listing off everybody. Julius Randle, that $44 price tag is begging, play me, and I just don't want to. Keldon Johnson, $18. As you said, recency bias, I like getting to him. Daniel Tice, $11. I think that that's in play for a guy who played almost 30 minutes last time out. I do expect him to be the starting forward for this Houston team. So $11. I like power forward over on Yahoo tomorrow.
Yeah, Tice stands out. I think they're going to need his body for Gobert. That's something to keep in mind of. Kellen Johnson, recency bias, nailed that. I like the Triple J price tag. Jeremy Grant's a little too cheap. And Draymond Green. All stand out. Power forward is nice. It is going to be an interesting decision point based on what else you can jam in your lineup. But all these guys are priced a little too cheap for their upside. So it makes for that interesting decision point.
Yes, it does. Figuring out where to spend up tomorrow outside of Steph Curry and Luka Doncic, it's going to be interesting, especially because as we move our way over to center, the eternal Q tag that sits next to Joel Embiid. You want to talk about a slate that could change completely differently from what we've talked about. We have yet to get Joel Embiid ruled out in one of these spots. It's going to happen eventually. I don't know if it's going to happen in the first 2 weeks of the season. I think every team kind of wants to establish their record, get off to a good start. Hey, Joel, you feeling okay? Yeah, go out and play. But he's questionable coming into tomorrow, and they could probably go win in a Pistons revenge game, and Andre Drummond's back there being healthy, and maybe Drummond just wants to go nuts on Detroit. And in the event you don't have Embiid, that becomes the easiest plug and play in the history of DFS at 4,900 for Andre Drummond. Talk to me about the top end of center.
Yeah, top end of center will be tough to go to on DraftKings when there's only Montrezl Harrell at $5,300. That's how I feel about the situation. A low-owned Joel Embiid is the best Joel Embiid, in my opinion. Alone Vooch, another great option, and Christian Wood. $8,400 seems a little too expensive, but man, Montrez is just too tough to move off of, I think, at $5,300. I mean, how can you not love that price tag for him? And then how do you go to a guy like Gobert all the way up at 83? Jakob Poeltl, I want to say that's a career high in pricing at $7,100. No thanks over there. Keep an eye with the Jeremy Grant situation. Kelly Olynyk might be back in our lives. I do like a $5,800 price point, power forward, center eligible. It's nice if there's no Grant, we can play Olynyk and Harrell in our lineup. So there's a lot of reason. There's no reason to really look off Harrell at that price tag.
Yep, he should be the highest owned player on the slate, $5,300. Fire it all up. The amount of Andre Drummond and Montrezl Harrell in the event that Joel Embiid is out that I would have in my lineups would probably be 100% and 100% is probably the right answer. Do you disagree with that take? Just run 500 lineups of Drummond and Harrell.
I don't know about that. Yeah, okay.
I'm insane, so it's fine.
I mean, that's one way to make stands, and I've made those type of stands before, and I have no issues making those stands, but there's a certain point where I'd be missing out on a potential a Vooch explosion spot. I would be missing out on a potential explosion spot. Maybe Mitchell Robinson get there with the blocks. I'll find reasons not to do that just because I do think the ownership will be appropriate for both of those guys, but rightfully so. And if there is a situation, if that were to happen, yeah, I mean, if you want to do that, I can't really prevent you. I won't stop you from doing that. I do think that move's probably going to work out for you more times than not in that type of situation.
All right. And then we go over to FanDuel. Joel Embiid's 9,500 over there. I say this a lot as well, but whenever you see them cheaper than what they are on DraftKings, that should have alarm bells go off in your head. And Joel Embiid at 9,500 is too cheap. You have Nikola Vucevic, 8,700. Now, if he's going to take on more offensive workload, we know that ceiling can just be there in a crazy way. He's under 9K. Now we're starting to get some appropriate pricing for Bulls. I could get there. Rudy Gobert, 8,300. Jakob Poeltl, 7K. Still don't want to do that. Him and Steven Adams, that's just overpays for no reason. Starts to get interesting for me with like a Clint Capella. Starts to get interesting for me with Andre Drummond, 5,700. And then Montrezl Harrell as well. Power forward center eligible, 5,600. Probably going to end up playing him in a lot more power forward spots than not. But I digress. Daniel Tice also 4,100. We had brought him up over on the Yahoo slate, but what do you kind of notice on FanDuel?
Yeah, the FanDuel slate, I mean, obviously Montrezl Harrell has center eligibility.
And then we move on.
And then we kind of just move on after that. Capella's only 69. Draymond Green is 64. And then there's the question mark with Olynyk at only $5,400. If there's no Jeremy Grant, I do think that's a solid option to go to. Guys will be low-owned, I think, will be Vooch and Christian Wood, and they can put up a performance. Even Rudy Gobert in a matchup versus Houston's not terrible. And those guys will be very, very low-owned just because of how chalky Harrell will be. And look, Harrell could have a bad game. He just, it's the NBA. He can not have a good game, and he can you can pivot off of that. And you'll be paid off quite a bit if Harrell does have a bad game and you have a Joel Embiid monster, 60-point fantasy game, because he can do that against his Detroit team if he's going to play. So there is, but Harrell's just such a good play if there's no Gafford.
He's such a good play.
I'm trying to just talk myself out of not doing that because, I mean, I hate when the chalk is so good. It does make the way of the process a little different, but it's just good chalk. There's no other way to explain it.
Yep, that is the correct way. Center, we're rounding it out on Yahoo here. I love kind of the way that this center pricing breaks down, because if you don't get Embiid, $38 or down. I think there are some viable ways to build that wouldn't just necessarily be Montrezl at $16, which is the best play on the slate, don't get me wrong. And then you have Andre Drummond sitting up there at $18, so at least he's not like a freebie layup comparably. You still have the ceilings of a guy like Jakob Poeltl, 24, Clint Capella, 25. We talked about how cheap and good the value is with Melton, with Bane, with some of those guys. I mean, obviously, if you get away from those two specifically, you're going to get different everywhere else, and you could possibly spend $25 for Capella. I know you've been landing on a lot of $33 Gobert. How does he look at the center position for you?
Yeah, I like the matchup for him. I think Gobert can do his own, and blocks for Gobert on FanDuel Yahoo scoring. I like that $33 price tag. If you want to play Pirtle, $2,400 is probably the best place on Yahoo to take your chances on. But keep in mind, if there's no Embiid, Drummond's only $18 and Harrell's only $16. And I know I've sounded like your broken record. Each time you heard the name Harrell in this podcast, take a shot. You'd probably be in the hospital, but it's just kind of how the slate's turning out.
Most people are listening to this at like 7 or 8 in the morning, so my guess is
you never know.
Don't play that game. If you're doing it with espresso,
someone might have some a little mimosa action in the morning. I mean, you never know.
Doses and mimosas, champagne and cocaine. You know that song.
I do know that song. I didn't expect that type of quad combo while listening to the Slate started, though.
Dude, I'm 34. Don't mind me. Just a child at heart. Ryan, that does it for another edition of the Slate Starter Podcast. Absolutely loved it, my dude. Any final words for the people?
Montrezl Harrell, and good luck tomorrow, guys.
Take a shot. He's Ryan. He's the man. I'm Eric. I'm just a simple man. We'll see you later.